The second paragraph. Ad kol dibarnu al hasagah v'shiluv hasagah im chayeinu. In the first paragraph, we spoke about reaching certain attainments, insights, and then incorporating that into our lives. The concept we used, the pasuk in Yechezkel, this to and fro, yesh od mashma'us yaser chava, it has a wider meaning as well. Aliyah v'irida, hen menas chelkenu b'chol avodasenu. Ascent and descent, literally, are part and parcel of avoida, and that's also incorporated in this to and fro. Yerida zo ein perusha nefila. When we say yerida, descent, it doesn't mean falling, which is something certainly undesirable. Ele yerida mechuvenes mimatzav gavoy lematzav ragil. When we say yerida, we mean a directed, deliberate descent from a high state to the usual, ordinary state. Tefila hizman is alus. As an example, tefila is a time of growth, of rising. At the end of the tefillah, we descend into the daily affairs. Another example, Shabbos Kodesh is man his alus. Shabbos is again a time of ascent. On Motzei Shabbos, we have to descend into the weekdays. Yeridazi avoidahi. This yerida is an avoidah. Bediyuk moshe aliyah yavoidah. Exactly as the ascent is avoida, kach uveois amida, gama yerida tzichalios avoida. So too, in the same extent, the yerida also has to be an avoida. It has to involve effort and direction. Beshar hamitzvos amadu al zeh. We've discussed this already earlier in the volume, but ein tzorach lichpoel hadvarim kan. So no need to repeat the matters here. Retzenenu bazeh lamod al inyan yosef. All we want to do here is to describe or discuss an additional aspect. Netaer le'atzmenu shadam migel le'ezo hasaga gvoya o yehara amuka. Let's imagine a person who's reached some deep insight, some understanding which is very profound. Tiv'iu shirotze lisher b'matzav zeh shelis alus. It's natural that he wants to remain on that level. Ulamshich b'ispanenus bli kol hafra'a, to continue in his reflection without any interruption. Even if there comes along some good deed that needs to be done, some mitzvah which nobody else can do, therefore it's incumbent upon him, he will not want to detach himself from his machshava. He might even try to avoid that act. He might think of a mitzvah at that, under those conditions, as an interruption of his reflection. This is a fundamental mistake. What we're trying to do here is to remove this mistake and to show that this concept also is included in the avidah of to and fro. The mistake we're referring to is שמחליפים הרגשת עלייה עם החיים עצמם. One is swapping here, one is confusing that sensation of growth with life itself. כלומר, that is to say, חושבים כי החיים בדרגת חיי תורה הם הרגשה של עלייה. People mistakenly think that living on the level of Torah means this sensation of attainment of growth. ואליה שואפים בעיקר, and that's what people aspire to essentially. This sense, this euphoria, can only be a small part of life. It can't be life itself. What we've explained is that life is constant change, constant motion, going forward. One can't do with holding on to one insight for a long time without going forward, without it being a catalyst for other things, and especially a catalyst for actions, for changing one's behavior. And for Rashamu, Chazal said explicitly in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, Yafa sha'a chas bis shuva u ma'asim tovim bo'olam hazeh. 1 hour one period of time in Olam Hazeh, when one is involved in teshuvah and masim tovim, is better mikol chayei Olam Haba. Ve'yafa sha'a achat shekol asuch be'olam haba mikol chayei Olam Hazeh. Conversely, 1 hour of satisfaction, of pleasure in Olam Haba is better than chayei Olam Hazeh. This idea of kiras ruach, this satisfaction, is not innately part of olam hazeh. Afilu lo lechayei Torah, not even for chayei Torah. Chayim kan im davka teshuva u'ma'asim tovim. Chayim here, its essence is action, doing things. And furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, u'margila befumei derova, somebody used to, it was his motto, tachlis chokhma teshuva u'ma'asim tovim. The tachlis, the end goal, the purpose of the chokhmah is teshuvah masim tovim. Rashi over there, ikara shel Torah. The essence of Torah is sheheimah teshuvah masim tovim. Harei yefshal yisher betoch Torah levad. One can't stay just within that thought, just within the Torah. Muchachim latzmid aleha teshuvah. What is that? Sheheh yizkavus el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah must be an impetus to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umasim tovim, one has to attach that to the Torah. V'akol biyachad, when you put it all together, that package, zei Torah v'hem hem chayei Torah. Me'atan l'ilmad gam inyan zeh besugya b'vrachos daf yudches. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, ki achayim yoyedim sheyamusu. The living know that they'll die. Eilu tzedekim shebemisasan nikra'u chayim, a reference to tzedekim who are called living, they described as alive even after their death. Shenema, the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Uvnayo ben Yehoyada ben Ish Chai, Rav Pealim, he was very accomplished, Mekabetz Eil, Hu Yikaz Shnei Ari Eil Moyav, Vu Yarad Vikaz Seari Besech Abori, he also descended into the pit and he fought the lion, Beyom HaShelech. Ben Ishchai, the Gemara asks, he's called Ben Ishchai, the son of a living person. Atu kol alma b'nei meyseninu. What is everyone else? The children of the dead. It's a strange expression. La Ben Ishchai shafilu b'misaseikar uichai. The idea, the pasuk is conveying, alluding at least, to this idea that even after his death he's called Chai. Rav pe'alim mekabetz eil, what does that mean? Sheriba vekibetz pe'alim la Torah. He increased and gathered all sorts of actions for the Torah. Who he calls Shnei Ariel Moyav. Ariel is like an allusion to the base of Mikdash. Shalunech Moshe lo b'Mikdash Rishon lo b'Mikdash Sheni. Was unprecedented. After his death, there was nobody like him, neither in Mikdash Rishon nor Sheni. Who yarad v'ikais te'ari v'sech abo b'yom sheleg. He descended into the pit. He fought the lion, and it was a snowy day. Iked Amri, the Tavar Gize Devardo v'nachas v'tabal. Some say it's a reference to the fact that this Benayahu ben Yehoyada would break the ice in order to immerse himself. The mikveh was, maybe it was a river, was covered in ice. He broke it and descended and immersed. So that's the reference over here. Iked Amri, the Tana Sifra Devei Rav B'yom HaDesitva. Another opinion is that this reference to going into the pit on a snowy day is that he taught and he discussed the ideas of Sifra Devei Rav on a winter's day. Tosfos Ben Ish Chai, b'sfarim meduyakim k'siv Chai v'karenan Chayil. In Sfarim meduyakim, there's a k'siv and a kri. What it says there, the text is Chai, but you read it as Chayil. U'min ha'kasuv diyek hachi. Here in this sugya, the diyuk comes from the what's written. Shelo kasav Chayil ala Chai. The author says, "Kayado b'mekom kri uksiv yesh mashmaus lishnehem." The basic idea is that whenever you have in Tanakh kri and ksiv, both have a meaning. Both contribute to the meaning of the pasuk. Kan ish chayu ish chayil. What we're seeing over here, chay chayil, he's living. That means he's accomplished. He's doing. So sometimes ish chayu ish maaseh. A living person is a person who accomplishes. B'me haya nikashu haya ish chay nekesu b'neyahu b'nei yada. What indicated that it was an ishchai? Bazesh kibetz beribetz pelim la Torah. He did all sorts of things on behalf of Torah. He gathered and did all sorts of things. Chayus b'li maasei chayus meduma. Living without accomplishing and doing is an imaginary life. It's like a hologram, virtual reality. Bechayei emes tzichim liyos Torah teshuvah maasim tovim biyachad. In real life, there has to be this combination: Torah teshuvah maasim tovim. Milimud Torah. From the learning of Torah, Mehasagaila, is from the most supreme and sublime insight Mehara Pnimis, from inner knowledge, Chayav Livalet Maaseh. What has to come out of it is something concrete. Gam ze nichlal binyan v'achayos atzeboshev. This is also incorporated in this idea of Yechizkel seeing the Chayos HaKodesh to and fro. Meha aliyah b'shuvah v'terah. From this rising up and growing, me'asagos v'arayos, from increased knowledge and insight, tzerichah levo hayeridah el olam hazeh. One has to then take it down, force it, pull it down into the realm of action. What should this precious yeshiva bachor or avreich do? He was delighting. He was really delighting in these wonderful thoughts. And suddenly some mitzvah of chesed comes to him. What should he do? What he should do is put aside that reflection, that contemplation, and grab the mitzvah with joy. Va'im ein b'zeh hafsaka shel chayus, is this not going to constitute an interruption of life? Lo ikiz davka zoi chayus amitiz. This is specifically the real life. Ve'im tish'al maya chayus b'torach pashut b'chile v'chadome. Where's the chayus? In doing some favor for somebody who is ill, going to fetch some medication that he needs. Reishis etzem ha'maseh atov chayim. First of all, the very act of doing a mitzvah. The simcha in the mitzvah, the love of the chesed, is that not life? Harishayin shegila mahalach ze shel ratzo v'ashov mu'aya Avraham Avinu alav shalom. The first to reveal, develop this concept of to and fro was Avraham Avinu. Who zechal gilui shechina achrei milasoi? After his milah, the third day, he has gilui shechina. Kadosh Baruch is there. In the midst of this supreme vision, he sees three people, which it was his custom to do chesed with them and to bring them. Miyad bikesh mehashem yizbaruch. Al na ta'avor me'alavdecha. Please stay here. Don't leave. Veratz el ha'anashim. And he went off. The Gemara puts it in these words, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Hachnasas Urchim is greater than being in the presence of the Shechina. Tirah Mevialis Shiva Ol Maasim Tovim. This type of Torah that brings one to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Maasim Tovim. Shleishtam Beyachad. The three all together, Elhem Chayei Tirah. These are all together. They constitute a Torah life. Amru al Beniyahu ben Yehoyada. This Gemara on the previous page, Berachos Daf Yitches, they said about him, this Ish Chai, Sheloinech Kemoisei Loi B'Migdash Rishon V'Lo B'Migdash Sheni. There was none like him in Migdash Rishon or Sheni. It's very odd. V'Nei B'Vayis Rishon Yish Shleimo Melech Halav Shalom V'Chol HaNevi'im Vayis Rishon Shlomo Melech and numerous Nevi'im. Many great and distinguished people. How can the Gemara say he was greater than all of them? Perhaps, this is a speculation, perhaps you can say, each one of these very distinguished people built himself in a specific ma'ala, ele b'malchus, ele b'nvu'a, ele b'chokhma u'v'keuna. Some built the ma'ala of Malchus, some built the ma'ala of Nevu'ah, Chochmah, Keunah. Benayahu ben Yehoyada bana atzmoi b'ma'ala sechayus atzma. He built himself through this quality of life. Yes, ishcha ishchail. This combination, the way life is synonymous with doing. Uvaze yigia l'kitzei ha'madregois, and reached the end of Madregois over there. B'ma'alach ze shel avodah. What the Gemara means is that in this particular approach of avodah, there's none like him in that particular approach to avodah. A person can build himself with this single aspiration, yes, ish chai, to be a living person. Adkan.